Clifford.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we are joined by a gentleman, Dr. David Paul, who is Managing Director at Vectibus. How are you today, David?
I'm great, Zach. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I managed to stick on my poppy this morning. Taken a while, lost the other jacket with a poppy on it, so it's all over the place, but a very important occasion, obviously.
Yes, of course it is.
So there we are. Right, what's on your mind this week? I was just giving a bit of praise about your call, your negative call on the FTSE 100, I think it was a couple of weeks back, which I didn't quite sort of believe that it would fall back so far, but it did. What have you got this time?
Well, we're just going to look at the Vectibus composite, which is the first slide. I thought it was a pretty easy call myself. Composite was rising. The composite is our broadest measure of the London stock market, all the shares that we follow on both the LSE and AIM, 2,200 shares. It was rising, but our proprietary momentum indicator, the MTI, was falling, and it was a divergence that's lasted over a couple of months, and there was also a rising wedge. And for those people that are watching that are into their harmonic patterns, there was a butterfly.
Oh, yes.
Or not, yes.
So when did what was the exact day that this came through, this sell?
Well, our short-term trend on Vectibus, in fact, broke down on October the 26th from memory. And that was pretty much the same day as the price broke down through the lower trend line, which defines the rising wedge. I have a proprietary technique which works at a target on this, and the upsloping trend line, in fact, is my target line, and that was, in fact, reached last Friday. So I was expecting a little bit of a bounce technically in the FTSE yesterday, and that's essentially what happened, a la the Clinton
emails. What I was getting at is that you had the buy signal there on February the, I don't know, it was 11th, 12th, or whatever it was.
Yes.
Sell signal on, what, November the 2nd or 3rd. And, you know, that was that's all you needed to do, just to wait for the arrow to appear.
Well, yes. The buy and sell signals that I've got on that chart are our longest measure of the trend, and that's what we use in our worry-free investing, which is our most conservative trading plan. We have five timing methods on Vectibus. Before you can define the trend, you have to define your time frame, as you know. So we have market timing systems for short-term traders, spread bettors, etc. For people who want to hold positions for 3 or 4 weeks, we have a system called the DEW. And then for the longest position traders, we have the confirmed calls, which is given this year, gave a signal on the first trading day of 2016, right down into the lows of February, gave a buy signal on February the 22nd, and that buy signal was current until a few days ago. This means in our worry-free investing methodology that at the minute we'd be watching stop losses very carefully. If a stop loss was hit, we would in fact not replace that position, we would build a cash position and only start to replace those positions when we get the next confirmed call upwards.
Okay, well, let's go into the stocks because we've got a few to...
Well, I'm talking about small stocks here today. First of all, Trifast is a stock that ticks all the box for us. The green line above the price is our valuation, so it's undervalued. The blue line in a window below the price is earnings per share. Earnings per share growing strongly, the share's undervalued. It broke up from a ascending triangle, come back and kissed it, and in the route that we've had over the last week, it hasn't come back at all. So I would expect that if we do get a nice rally in markets, which was clearly going to be dependent on what happens today, markets are oversold, Zach, and they technically need to bounce from here. The only thing I think that could cause them to go into free fall from here would be what we technicians call an event. And clearly, there is scope for an event.
Or Donald event,
yes.
Trump.
Yeah, there is scope for an event. So I'm quite positive about Trifast. It's done very well out of Brexit in that a significant proportion of their earnings come from Europe. That's helped their pound-based revenue.
Okay, let's go on to...
Sophion is a little share in the IT space that we like a lot. It's undervalued. It's grown its earnings enormously during the course of last year. It's pulled back to a 78% retracement of the last range. I don't think anything should be done today, but when we see the general market starting to rise again, I think that Sofion is at exceptionally good levels for those people that like to speculate in small shares that can manage risk proactively. It's certainly not a worry-free share. It's a speculation. This is Luke Johnson's latest venture, Brighton Pier Entertainment Group. Again, grown earnings very strongly over the last year. In the rout of the last week, it's pulled back to the last top. And I think that as soon as the general market starts to show some green lights, that around the £110 level, that looks like a buy. I think if you note, Zach, you'll see, I put the stochastic on the chart. And over the last few months, the price is now making a rising bottom and pulled back to that last old top, whereas the old stochastic is making a falling bottom. And that's what technicians call, as you know, reverse divergence.
Learned it from you, actually.
Made famous, it was always there, but it was first noted by a technician by the name of Andrew Cardwell. I don't know if you've read Cardwell's books.
No, I mean, I've noticed the pattern, but I never knew that it had a name. Yeah. So it was one of those things that you just say, oh, it's like that, but without any actual title to it.
A reverse divergence as opposed to a normal divergence. On the MTI, the price is rising and the indicator falling. That's normal divergence. This is reverse divergence. Reverse divergence is a continuation pattern, whereas normal divergence is a reversal pattern.
Okay, let's move along to the next side of the car.
Vesco, they are movies. They hire contractual services to movies. Again, pulled back. Significantly undervalued. It pulled back. It could pull back to that last old top, I think February odd. But it's again showing a very marked reverse divergence. I am reasonably positive that as soon as the general market starts to show some green lights, that we're going to see a nice bounce out of Vesco. So four relatively small cap shares that I think have merit should the general market behave. I think the general market needs to at least rally, and the only thing that would stop that rally would be that event, which certainly could happen.
Okay. All right, so people are interested in, they want to know more on this, they contact you, david.paul@vectorvest.com.
Yeah.
You normally have an event yourself to attend?
Yes, we have seminars coming up, one seminar in London towards the end of the month, and one in Edinburgh towards the end of the month. So, of course, if they go to vectorvest.co.uk, they can get all the details, yes.
Dr. David Paul, Managing Director at Vectorvest, thank you very much for coming in today.
Zach, thank you for having me.
We'll be back after the break.